feel like those opportunities have been there? I mean, is it a lot? Is it a little?
Well, most of the routes I run are vertical threats, so run down the field a lot. But you know, when it's dialed up and you're the target for that play, you know, it's you've been running by them all day. But I don't know. I run deep a lot, so that's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. PJ put it on himself, you know, saying, I got to give him a chance to make a play. I think five of his passes landed out of bounds, you know, the ones that he threw deep down the sidelines. You know, it's I gotta imagine it's kind of hard to stomach that, because here you are working to win on a route, and you don't have a ball you can make a play on.
Well, you know, we're a very young team. You know, I'm not trying to make excuses, but, you know, there's times, you know, we're learning from that. You know, maybe next week, you know, it's early in the season now. You know, we've got plenty of games to make up for it, so. If we get out of the way now, you know, there's limited chances that we're making mistakes later. So,
what about getting off press as fast as you possibly can? I, you know, only seeing it one time, not watching it back like you guys do. I might not see it as well as you guys do, but it seems like getting off press fast is the most important thing when EJ's got eight guys coming at him.
Exactly. But, you know, as a receiver, you don't see most of the time what's being heated up in there. You kind of can tell what down it is. They're down, they're going to heat it up, you know, that team would. But, yeah, getting off the press fast and being your guy a little quicker and getting your head around, you know, look up for the ball. Other than that, if you had time back there, you know, you can take your time, get a release, you know, press outside, you know, stack on top and look down the drive down the field before you look up. But just knowing that it's third down, you know, they're going to heat it up, so you got to get your head around.
Is that really the best way you guys can help EJ? Just
just more of understanding what's going on for him. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming at him, flying in his face, and, you know, we have to understand that. So we run friendlier routes. You know, we're there for him, just kind of, you know, be hot. And it's kind of hard when, you know, 300-pound guys running at you, because, you know, I've never come on the sideline and say, like, you know, come on, man, what are you looking at? Because, you know, I don't know what's going on right there. So, you know, looking at it on tape, we'll figure out what's going on and, you know, adjust to it.